We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here? Are we rolling?
Yeah,
Are we rolling? All right, we're good. We're
good. I thought
we
were doing it here.
That's all right. We were going to wait a little bit,
no big
Ryan,
deal.
But that's okay.
No big deal,
yeah,
Ryan.
It's no big deal. Don't worry.
Yeah. Losing your hair. Big deal, no big deal. Brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Losing your hair, kind of a big deal. Treating it with Dr. LaPresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tyler!
So Ben Volen's in the studio. His colleague at the Boston Globe is, of course, Dan Shaughnessy. Actually, probably his twin, maybe?
Your buddy.
The Heat Miser 2.0? The original Heat Miser?
That's where he got his inspiration for his hair. I'm going to copy Dan Shaughnessy.
So on
he's a successful writer here in the Boston area.
On Twitter, there's a guy named Ryan Thibodeau who goes ballot by ballot through the Baseball Hall of Fame writers and sees who they actually vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot here in 2022. And he has now posted the ballot of Dan Shaughnessy, the colleague of Ben Volen, and there is only one X for any of the players in the ballot. It's for Jeff Kent. Lou Maloney, is that a big deal? No big deal. The vote goes to Jeff Kent, but not David Ortiz, not Roger Clemens, not Barry Bonds, Sosa, Manny, nobody.
I think it's
Jeff
a big
Kent.
Deal. It's the second year in a row Dan has just voted for Jeff Kent. And, you know, I think it's a big deal because I don't think Jeff Kent is the best player, you know, on the ballot. I mean, quite frankly, I think, you know, he's missing on a lot of these guys. We know what's going on with Dan. He doesn't vote for these guys. He starts off, there's only one worthy candidate within a whiff of the of a scandal, without a whiff of a scandal. He said, I loved it when Ken Griffey Jr. was on the ballot. Same when it came to vote for Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter. Apparently, Dan is 100% sure neither one of those, none of those guys have done anything wrong, you know, in their entire lives. You know, but the point is that I don't agree with Dan's thought. That's all. I know what he does. He's the only Boston writer who left David Ortiz off the ballot. And obviously he's going back to 2003. Like, I think it's a big deal. Like, I do. I think Dan has got the crystal ball out. And I know he's going off of, like, what he knows. But he's kind of pretending he knows everything. You don't know. It was a wild, wild west. You have no idea.
This is such
people
a big deal.
People are in shock. You have no idea what was going on back then.
Like, no, this is a big deal.
Pretend you know who wasn't is a joke.
Yeah, like, again, you know my issue with Shaughnessy and this Hall of Fame voting. And really, like, he's like the poster child of why, like, reporters should not be dictating some other person's legacy. Like, he should not be the gatekeeper to whether or not Curt Schilling gets into the Hall of Fame. He has a personal issue with Curt Schilling.
Oh, with Schilling?
Maybe he has a personal issue with David Ortiz. Who knows? Maybe it's a power thing. Maybe it's a control thing. He's like him and Hub Arkesh. I'm going to create my own Hall of Fame of jerks who shouldn't be picking players for Hall of Fame.
On the point of Curt Schilling, real quick, he wrote, it's his last thing he wrote. Finally, there's Curt Schilling. Based on the stats alone, one can make a case for and against his candidacy, which I would agree. It's not a slam dunk. But when he failed to gain entry last winter, he stated that he no longer wanted to be part of this process, so I am honoring his request.
Hold on. Go back. Read that first part again. Read the first part. Whether or not you can make a case to what?
Based on stats alone, one can make a case for or against his
candidacy.
Okay,
hold on. That's enough. You know who did make a case for him and voted for him?
Who's that?
Dan Shaughnessy.
Yeah, I know.
Dan Shaughnessy made a case. So what, I mean, really, what are we doing here? Yeah. Like, how serious am I supposed to take this?
He's honoring his request.
Who knows? I wasn't there.
It's such a troll job.
You said that you could make a case for him. So you did the research. You crunched all the numbers. You decided that Curt Schilling was a Hall of Famer. Suddenly, you didn't trust your own work. you decided he wasn't. To me, that's the biggest douchebag move of them all.
So Dan knows I disagree with him about the steroid guys. I'd vote for Bonds and Clemens and so on and so forth. But it's no big deal what Dan did because, first of all, he's just one of out of hundreds of voters. So that's why I like the Baseball Hall of Fame process. It smooths out the anomalies like Dan Shaughnessy. And you know what? Don't blame Dan. Blame the Hall of Fame for having this morals clause.
I agree with you
there. For asking people to take this very ambiguous morals into account. And so I think Shaughnessy, the way he wants to look at it as well, I don't think it's very moral to vote for guys who are like Schilling, you know, advocating the beheading of journalists, or for guys who are known to be steroid guys cheating the game. So, look, I don't agree with him, but I understand where he's coming from, and I really don't think it's a big
deal. I do agree that the biggest issue is they should just take it out. Character clause, take it out. That's all. Just let these guys vote for the best players. Take that option out. Go ahead.
By the way, Dan Shaughnessy, a one-time voter for Billy Wagner back in 2017. He did not vote for him in 18, 19, 20, or in 2021.
I don't understand why that. Why, how can a guy be a Hall of Famer?
I like consistency.
Ryan, how can he get worse, Ryan? How? Are they
older.
Playing?
Older
are they
players playing? Are usually
are they,
the young guys.
They're not
the
playing
kids.
Anymore to ruin. They didn't come back out of retirement.
What? Cam Newton was amazingly good going into this last offseason.
Like, I mean, Ben Volen, if you were voting for a football player for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and they said, listen, we're going to give you this honor, this right, okay? We want you to decide who's a Hall of Famer. You go, you know what? Richard Sherman is a Hall of Famer. First year ballot, bam, there you go. The next year, you say, "Yeah, you know what? My bad. I didn't do enough research. I'm changing my mind." Like, why would your opinion change if he's a Hall of Famer or not, unless it was something personal?
Well, isn't the ballot changing every year, too? So maybe
how is the ballot changing?
Well, because there's different names
on
the ballot.
Do you like somebody's more worthy than Richard Sherman?
Like, in one year, Richard Sherman might be one of the top 15, but then guys retire, and there's a new ballot every year, and maybe Richard Sherman isn't a top 15 guy anymore.
But you've already identified that he is a Hall of Famer. He's worthy of a Hall of Fame career.
You're never going to get the answer that you want.
No, he's never slick. You see the way he is his buddy.
Tyler.
Antonio Brown probably a little jealous reading this headline. Tom Brady refused to come out of the game until Gronk got his $1 million bonus. So Gronk went into the game with the possibility of hitting a $1 million bonus in incentives. All Gronk needed was 7 catches, 85 receiving yards. At this moment in the game, he had 6 catches, needed one more. The game was pretty much decided. Tom Brady could have came out of the game. Here's a mic'd up NFL Films segment with Brady and Gronk saying, let's go back in. Let's get this $1 million bucks.
Sean, need one more. Yeah. If I don't get the 7th catch, I have to go get a real job.
Cha-ching. Gronkowski has his catch bonus.
Tom, good pass, dog. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, dog.
You just got a milli?
Yeah, I got a milli.
You got a milli?
Hey. Oh, I got a milli. We going. Where we going?
To the city.
Yeah, we going to the city. We going to the city. With my milli.
I love that they all do the Gronk laugh now.
So Gronk's got the milli. He said he's going to the city. And thanks to Tom Brady going back into the game and getting that $1 million, Gronk's a rich man now. Christian Forey, is that a big deal? No big deal. Okay. The GOAT, Brady back in the game to get his
It's a big deal because last week we were just talking about this, you know, when it came to all these players and their incentives. Like, does Brady talk about it? Does he know about it? Like the whole AB thing, like how he came out of the game the week before because he wasn't getting targeted and he wanted to get his incentives. The fact is, Brady would have done you a solid. They actually told Brady to sit down, and he grabbed his helmet and he pointed to the other quarterback. He said, no, I'm going in. He goes in for one play. Gronk runs a slant route, gives it to him right away. He gets his 7th catch and he gets his $1 million. Like, are you kidding me? That's a huge deal. Let's talk about a guy. That's why Brady is beloved, and everyone just respects the hell out of him.
I loved it. And, yeah, it's a big move. It's a big deal. It shows how Brady takes care of his guys. You know, it takes care of the locker room. And I think that's important, especially after the AB situation, for Brady and the Bucs to prove that they are player-friendly. And
that's what it's about, bro. A Brady fan. Brady can't do shit by himself.
I tell you what a dumb move by AB.
It is a big deal because there's no question. People talking about AB not happy is what's going to reach his incentives. There's no question in my mind. He would have done the exact same thing with AB this week. You know, he probably would have hit one or two or more if he stayed in the game against the Jets.
I didn't see. So
the fact that, like, AB came out and said all that trash about Brady and can't do anything by himself, all this stuff, like, I feel like I didn't think much about the Tampa Bay Bucs. But given with the Antonio Brown, I could see Brady sitting there saying, oh, really? Okay. All right, and I could see them actually getting back to a Super Bowl because he just uses everything as motivation. And I don't know if it's getting helping Gronk out was like a little throwback at Antonio Brown or not, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Know what that means? You manage stress.
Boy. All right.
Manage stress.
I'm never hear from him again. That's what it means.
How do you spell stress?
Scratch. S-K-R-E-S-H.
Scratch.
Scratch. Yeah.
It's Andy Scratch.
There's an accent Rich on the Keefe. H, by the way.
Scratch and Keefe.
Yeah.
The headline here, LAPD officers have been fired for ignoring a robbery to catch a Snorlax in Pokemon Go.
Wait, a what?
A Snorlax.
Don't know what a Snorlax
in Pokemon
is.
Go. So two former police officers from the city of L.A., Christian's neck of the woods, filed a petition against the city of L.A.
They're from L.A. County?
They're from L.A.
Oh, great.
Raised well.
Jeez.
Smart boys here.
What are we doing?
They were fired in 2017, Christian, because they ignored an ongoing robbery call in order to catch the Snorlax, a highly coveted Pokemon, of course.
Oh, my God.
The LAPD received a call of a robbery in progress at a Macy's at a local mall.
In Crenshaw.
Yes.
It's a dangerous part of
town. In the Crenshaw Mall. You know that place very well, I'm sure. According to testimony from the LAPD Sergeant Gomez, he answered the call, called for backup, with Lozano and Mitchell not responding. Oh, and that's because Lozano and Mitchell were going after that Snorlax. Gomez sought further information from the events of the call, and after investigation and review, they found they had heard the radio call and even discussed whether they should even go to the call because of the Snorlax. Further reviews of the recordings by detectives found the two officers were playing Pokemon Go and pursuing a Snorlax on 46th and Limert instead of doing their job. They also reportedly spotted a Togekiss. A Togetic. I don't even know that Pokemon. Which they successfully captured.
Ooh.
Unlike the suspects they were supposed to be pursuing. Let's start with Ben Volen. A big deal or no big deal. The cops of L.A., the city of L.A., going after Pokemon instead of going after crime.
Call me crazy. I'm going to call that a big deal. What year was that? 2013?
That was 2017.
The Pokemon Go thing felt long ago.
Wait, was the Pokemon Go thing where, like, you follow it on your phone and you actually can see them, like, on a building or in, like, a drugstore or a restaurant?
You gotta throw the ball at it. And you got to get him in.
I remember people.
My kid
like,
loved it.
Yeah, I remember my kids asking me to go in the car and look for Pokemon people.
Drive around the neighborhood.
Where do you find them?
Yeah,
they're watching it on their
phone.
And then
wherever we went, I can't see any of them.
Oh, the greatest trip ever! We went up to Maine, and my kid like right in the middle of it, like Thanksgiving years ago, and he's like, "This is great." Finding all these different guys that he didn't find in our area. Like, he's just gobbling up all these people. I'm like, "Oh my dad, I need more balls. Can you buy more balls?" I'm like, "God, this is where they get."
These
you,
are
huh?
grown men.
Snorlax, it's like a 1,000-pound bear, big blue bear. I'm just
looking. Snorlax.
It's the largest
one.
Snorlax.
That's
what it sounds like.
That was actually Greg Hill this morning.
Bluish creature.
So hold on. So the two men were ultimately they were fired for failing to respond to a robbery call.
That's a big deal.
Making misleading statements to their sergeant. Failing to respond over the radio when their unit was called. Failing to handle an assigned radio call. Playing Pokemon Go while on patrol. Making false statements to Detective McClanahan during the investigation. Does this or does this not seem like every stereotypical, like, you know, B movie of some cop that's hanging out at the donut stand that doesn't want to answer the call? Like, this is ridiculous. It's a huge deal.
Yeah,
they should be fired.
Oh, that's ridiculous. All right, is that what we got?
And
that's
that it? Is Big Deal, No Big Deal. A fun edition.
What happened? Well, good job. I like that one. That was a fun one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.